By Order of the President by W.E.B. Griffin. 26 July, 1777. The necessity of procuring good intelligence is apparent and need not be further urged. George Washington, General and Commander-in-Chief, the Continental Army. Chapter 1. Spring 2005. 1. Quattro de Fevereiro, Aeroporto Internacional, Luanda, Angola. 14:45 hours, 23 May 2005. As he climbed the somewhat unsteady roll-up stairs and ducked his head to get through the door of Lease Air LA 9021, a Boeing 727, Captain Alex McElhenney, who was 52, ruddy-faced, had a full head of just-starting-to-gray red hair and was getting just a little jowly, had sort of a premonition that something was wrong, or that something bad was about to happen. But he wasn't prepared for the dark-skinned man standing inside the fuselage against the far wall. The man was holding an Uzi submachine gun in both hands, and it was aimed at McElhenney's stomach. Oh, shit, McElhenney thought. He stopped and held both hands up, palm outward, at shoulder level. "Get out of the door, Captain," the man ordered, gesturing with the Uzi's muzzle that he wanted McElhenney to enter the flight deck. "That's not an American accent, or Brit either, and this guy's skin is dark, not black. What is he? Portuguese, maybe? Oh, come on, Portuguese don't steal airplanes. This guy's some kind of an Arab." The man holding the Uzi was dressed almost exactly like McElhenney, in dark trousers, black shoes, and an open-collared white shirt with epaulettes. There were wings pinned above one breast pocket, and the other...